This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said Wednesday it is planning to flood starving Gaza with aid through a new crossing and a port just north of the besieged territory. With Israel under severe international pressure to allow more food in, Gallant said it planned to ramp up aid deliveries to 500 trucks a day, the pre-war figure cited by the UN. Israel promised last week it would open the Erez crossing in the north after a tense telephone call between U.S. President Joe Biden and Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu after Biden demanded immediate action on aid. An Israeli missile strike in Gaza has killed three sons of Hamas's political leader. Linda Gradstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Hamas political leader Ismail Haniyeh said Wednesday that an Israeli airstrike killed three of his sons and at least two of his grandchildren. The Israeli army confirmed that it was responsible for the attack, saying all three were active in Hamas. The army did not say where the strike took place, but Haniyeh said it was in the Shati refugee camp where they lived. In an audio interview with the Al Jazeera news channel, Haniyeh, who is based in Qatar, said the killing of his sons would not affect Hamas's positions on a deal for a ceasefire in exchange for hostages. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The president of the European Parliament welcomed the adoption of a revamped migration system for the bloc on Wednesday by EU lawmakers, which the pro-EU political center promises would reduce irregular arrivals.
We have acted and we have delivered on one of the main concerns of people across Europe. This is a historic day for Europe.
Parliament's president, Roberta Metsola. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden said Wednesday he was considering a request by Australia to drop the prosecution of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on espionage charges. Australia's parliament passed a motion in February with the prime minister's support, calling for an end to the legal saga surrounding Assange, who has been held in Britain since 2019 while fighting extradition to the United States. Australian citizen Assange, a 52-year-old, has been indicted by the U.S. government for his role in the 2010 leaking of a huge trove of classified documents related to the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. Sudanese wished for peace at Eid al-Fitr prayers at the end of the month of Ramadan on Wednesday, as the war between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces nears the one-year mark, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Bekea Mohammed Al-Zaili is from the capital Khartoum, where the RSF has taken control. She says she's grateful for the hospitality shown to her by the residents of Port Sudan, where many displaced people have found safety.
More than 8.5 million people have fled their homes since the war began. Aid groups warn of impending famine in many parts of the country. The RSF has taken control of the capital Khartoum, neighboring Gezira State, as well as most of Darfur and Kordofan regions in the west, while the army holds the north and east of Sudan, including its main Red Sea port. The United States has said it hopes to resume peace talks after Ramadan, though previous rounds have failed to produce a lasting ceasefire.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan. Donald Trump's former employee, Trump Organization executive Alan Weisselberg, is sentenced to 5 months in jail for lying in a civil fraud case, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
During his testimony in the civil fraud lawsuit brought against the former president by the New York Attorney General, Weisselberg, who's 76, pleaded guilty last month to perjury in connection with the suit. Asked if he wanted to address the court, he said, "No, Your Honor," and was escorted out in handcuffs. This is Weisselberg's second time behind bars. He served 100 days last year for dodging taxes. Weisselberg is likely to factor into Trump's upcoming hush money trial. Michael Cohen has said Weisselberg had a role in orchestrating the payments, but he has not been charged in that case. Julie Walker, New York.
Near total vote results showed South Korea's opposition was set to strengthen its parliamentary majority, news agency Yonhap reported Thursday, in a major blow to President Yoon Suk-yeol. With nearly all of Wednesday's votes tallied, the opposition Democratic Party and its satellite party were on course to win 176 of 300 seats. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.